Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Rama, Rama Rama,
సోక్యం ఛాస్య మద్ అనుభావత కీదృశం వేతి లోభ తద్భావస్య సమజని సక్షి గర్భ
The name of this place called the Ramana Rishambhadram.
More loud, please.
Turn up the mic.
Just being loud? Okay. Desiring to understand the glory of Radharani's love, the wonderful qualities in him that she alone rushes through her love, and the happiness she feels when she realizes the sweetness of his love. The Supreme Lord Hari, richly endowed with her emotions, appears from the womb of Srimati Sachi Devi, as the moon appears from the ocean. Krishna descended as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, primarily to fulfill these three desires. But how will he fulfill these desires without the help of a guru? It is quite impossible. So Srimati Radhika herself and her dearmost Sakhi came to assist him in this endeavor. Srimati Radhika herself came as Gadadhar Pandit to direct him how to taste Radha Bhav. But he cannot taste it until going to Vishakha Devi, who came as Ramananda Roy for initiation into the sweet essence of the mellows of Krishna Prem. And finally, Lalita Devi, who came as Farooq Darmadar to assist him in actually tasting and experiencing Radha Bhav in the Gambira. So, what wonderful Shiksha did Ramananda Roy give to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that not only enabled him to taste, but also increased his grief to relish these three desires, and at the same time, is increasing the desires of the devotees on the path of Ragamar to attain the topmost goal, Radha Dasham. When Ramananda Roy first saw this most effulgent sannyasi, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, on the banks of the river Godavari, he was struck with wonder. He went and immediately offered his respectful obeisances at his lotus feet. Mahaprabhu then asked him to arise and chant the holy name of Krishna. He then inquired from him if he was indeed Ramananda Roy, and with great humility, Ramananda admitted that he was. As they embraced, they almost lost consciousness due to ecstatic love. Then a very sweet exchange took place in which they glorified one another with great love and affection. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then expressed a deep desire to hear from Ramananda Roy about topics relating to Sri Krishna. However, since they were feeling some inhibition due to the misconceptions of the caste Brahmanas who were watching them, they planned to meet again in a secluded place later that evening. And all Tattva Siddhanta. So please kindly inform me as to the ultimate goal of life, citing spiritual evidence.
You are the source of all the Vedas, and therefore you know very well the answer to your question concerning the ultimate goal of life. But yet, you are asking me to impart this knowledge unto you for my own purification and for your pleasure. But as you ask, so I shall try to answer according to my knowledge of Shastra. Svadharma charane Vishnu bhakti hoy. If one executes the prescribed duties in his social position, he awakens his original Krishna consciousness. This is clearly stated in the Vishnu Purana. Vanashrama Puravata Purushena Puratraman Vishnu Radite Anta Nanyat Pat Toshakaranam. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Vishnu, is worshipped by the proper performance of prescribed duties in the system of varna and ashram. There is no other way to satisfy him who himself founded the institution of varna ashram, the four divisions of social life and spiritual order, in order to give the jivas a chance to gradually come to attain the stage of perfection.
Hey ho, Bhagya, Agi Hey ho, I. This is external. You had better tell me of some other means. So, why did Mahaprabhu reject this proposal? Because Varnashram Dharma is not Atma Dharma. It is only a platform for bhakti. It is not bhakti itself. Bhakti cannot manifest in one's heart by only performing Varnashram Dharma. One can only attain some temporary result by this, like attainment of the heavenly planets, and then one will have to come back down. Besides, Varnashram Dharma cannot be properly executed in this age of Kali. So, what next?
Krishna Kamatana Sarvasajisa. To offer the results of one's activities to Krishna is the essence of perfection. Oh, son of Kunti, all that you do, all that you eat, all that you offer or give away should be done as an offering unto me.
Eho Bhaja Agekewai. This is also external. Please proceed on. So, why did Mahaprabhu reject this? We shall see from this example how this instruction given by Krishna in Bhagavad Gita can easily be taken.
Yad Kuroshi Yadashnasi Yajamashi Dadashi Yad.
Oh, Krishna is saying, give the results of your activities to me.
I can do that, no problem. Yes, this is my duty. When I get my wages, I will just give whatever is left over that I have spent to Sri Sri Radha Vilasihari and Sri Keshava Gariyamat, and then Krishna will be very pleased with me and reward me generously.
So, this is an example of karma mishra bhakti. It is not Shuddha bhakti, as the concept of I am the doer and everything that I have belongs to me. But I will kindly offer something to Krishna anyway, as this is my duty, and then I will get even more. There is no understanding that everything belongs to Krishna, and there is no love and affection for Krishna in this. So this is not real bhakti at all, and it will only entangle one further to material life. So, what next?
Sadhamacha, sadhasajisa. To give up one's occupational duties in the Varnashram is the essence of perfection. Vachnayayam gunandoshan, mayadisam api svatam, dhamasajya riyasavam mamdade sacha sattama. Occupational duties are described in the religious scriptures, but if one analyzes them, he can fully understand their qualities and faults, and then give them up completely to render service unto me. Such a person is considered a first-class saint. Sarvadam vityadya mamikam svanam gaja aham tvamsa upasapiyo mokshayishyami masvichaha. Abandon all kinds of religious and occupational duties and just surrender unto me. I shall reward you from, I shall save you from all sinful reactions. Do not fear.
This is also external. Please, go a step further. So, why did Mahaprabhu reject this? We shall see from this example how this instruction given by Krishna in Bhagavad Gita can easily be taken.
Oh yes, this is the ultimate conclusion of Bhagavad Gita. If I just give up all my duties and surrender to Krishna, he will take care of everything. I don't have to work anymore, I'll have no more worries, no more anxieties. And no more suffering. Yes, that's it. I will give up everything.
This is an example of conditional surrender. It is not spontaneous. Therefore, it is not even real sharanagati. Moreover, renunciation in and of itself is not sufficient. Sharanagati is only the doorway to bhakti. It is not bhakti itself. So, what next?
One is thus transcendently situated, but one realizes the supreme command and becomes the nature of the
This is also external. We have no one, not more. So, why did Mahaprabhu reject this? We shall see from this example how this instruction given by Krishna in Bhagavad Gita can easily be taken.
Oh yes, this is the goal. Once my heart is thoroughly cleansed, and I have cleansed of all the wrong things granted to me in realization of Brahma, yes, I will be fully satisfied within myself. I would never remember anything, therefore I will be free from all misery.
There is no sambandha jnana or relationship with Krishna in this, nor any tendency to serve the Lord. Therefore, one cannot realize or attain Vaikuntha, or to speak of Goloka Vrindavan. one's heart becomes cleansed only, which may be a platform for devotional service, but not necessarily. It depends on sadhu sangha. Therefore, Mahaprabhu rejected this and asked Ramananda Roy to suggest something more.
Pure devotional service, which is without any trace, effort, knowledge, is the essence of perfection. Gane reaction of the passion of anger. Ivanti samukaritan bhavatiya bhavan, kane tajinitan bhavan of the day. They rise up into so happy to go down. Oh my Lord, so devotee, who even while remaining in that established certain position, go away process and experiments of knowledge, and simply try to fear, but remain cool, positive, pastime, humble lips, self-realized soul. Surrendering themselves fully with their mind, body, and words, certainly on you. Otherwise,
uncomfortable
by anyone in the free world.
This is all right. But please, a little more.
At last, Mahaprabhu has accepted this as being okay. So, why is this acceptable? It is acceptable as the emphasis is on sadhu sangha, taking the association of pure devotees and hearing Harikatha from him. Even while remaining in one's varna and ashram, if one hears and hears Bhaktisiddhanta and Vinayakatha from his lips, one will give up all speculative knowledge and gradually come to the platform of full surrender. So this is the direct method to achieve Krishna fame, but it is not the goal. So Mahaprabhu asked Ramananda the Lord to go on further.
Eating and drinking make one feel grown up. So, when the heart of the devotee is melted in ecstatic love for Krishna and transcendental bliss is awakened in the heart of that devotee, Krishna Bhakti Rasa Vitam, Priyatam pure devotional service cannot be had even by pious activity in hundreds of thousands. It can only be attained by paying one price, that is, intense greed. If it is available somewhere, anywhere, then one must purchase it without
delay. Hey, hold fire. How did you go out? This is all right. But still, we can speak more.
In this first verse that Ramananda Roy quoted, he has given the example that if a person is both hungry and thirsty, then whatever you offer him to eat, he will relish that food with great delight. However, if a person has no hunger or thirst, then whatever you offer him to eat, he will not relish it so much, or he may even reject it. So similarly, if one offers Krishna many types of preparation or paraphernalia and has no praying, then Krishna will not be so hungry to accept that offering, like in the case of Duryodhana, who offered Krishna so many varieties of delicious preparations on the golden plate. But Krishna did not accept his offering, as Duryodhana didn't have any praying for Krishna. And moreover, he had enmity towards Krishna's very dear devotees, the Pandavas.
However, if one has got any ingredients to offer to Krishna or make an offering with his heart melting his brain, then Krishna will be very much hungry to accept that offering, like in the case of Vidurani, who offered Krishna only a banana stick, not even a banana. And she was so absorbed in that love for Krishna that she didn't realize what she was doing. However, Krishna was most eager to accept her offering and relished that banana stick with great delight. There are two types of bhakti, Bhai and Ramanuja. The second verse that Ramananda Lord quoted, Krishna Bhakti Rasa Bhakti Bhakti, pertains to Ramanuja Bhakti, spontaneous devotional service. By this, one can attain Krishna praying and enter Krishna's sweet pastimes in the Loka Vrindavan. By performance of Bhai Bhakti, one can only attain Aishwarya praise and enter the abode of Lord Narayan in Vaikuntha and not beyond. So, what is the qualification to enter into Radha Bhakti? Only greed. By association of Arasi, Tatpajan Vaishnava, and by hearing his Arikatha, this greed may come in the heart. When will he enter into Radha Bhakti? All Tatpajan and Ishvara Mahimadhyan or knowledge of the opulence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead will be transferred in the Virya Mahimadhyan or knowledge of the sweetness of Krishna, such as his Nam, Guru, Rupa, and Lila Madhuri.
Dakshinapray is the highest perfection. Yajnama Shruti Adhyana Uman Bhagavi Devala Ashtasi Tepadakim Vah Dasanam Shruti. A monk becomes purified simply by hearing the holy name of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, whose lotus feet create the holy places. Therefore, what remains to be attained by those who come to serve?
Now, we shall see a prime example of the speciality of Dasya Prem, as in the case of Hanuman, who is a Prami Bhakta, having deep mamata for his worshipable Lord Ramachandra.
Oh Hanuman, I have a very nice
Why are you laughing? Because he's just a monkey. What can you expect?
Cannot understand the value of
something. Probably thought it was just something to eat. Hanuman! Why did you throw it away?
I didn't throw it. I was looking to see if my Lord Ramachandra was in it. But upon breaking and opening and examining it, I found that he wasn't. So how could I accept it, as it is useless? How could I accept anything that doesn't have it? If you were, I would have gladly accepted it. I treasure it forever.
So, Lord Ramachandra, is your body then?
Oh yes, he is surely here. Without him, I cannot live. No, I cannot live for a single moment. Look!
Ooh!
Go up, Ramanande!
One day, Hanuman was watching Sita Devi in fascination.
Oh, Mother.
I do this every day so that my Prabhu will be healthy and live a long life.
Oh, really? That's good. I like that.
Oh, I must go. Otherwise, I will not.
Thank you.
I must say, you've decorated quite nicely today. You look most exquisite, quite unique. But please, tell us, what exactly made you cover yourself from head to toe like that? I'm sure there must be some very deep reason behind this.
Not really. This is that. I saw my mother putting this on her hair part. And she told me that would give good health and long life to my Lord Ram. So I figured if she put a little sindoor on her head, it would give my Lord long life. So I figured if I put it all over my body, he'll live forever.
Sitarama ki
This is all right, but still, you can speak further.
Satya Prem, Sava Satya Sava.
Satya Prem. Satya Prem,
the highest of satyam brahma, tukham sutya. Asyam katanam haradaya tenam. Mayashitanam haradara kena sadam vicharu kita pani sanja. Jnanis, dashibhaktas, or only persons cannot understand that there are certain exalted personalities who, after accumulating volumes of pious activities, are now playing with the Lord in friendship of cowherd boys. There are basically two categories of sakha, friends of Krishna. There are those who have sakha prem towards Krishna tinged with Aishwarya Bhav, like in the case of Arjuna. Although Krishna and Arjuna would lie opposite ends of the grid, acknowledging each other's cheeks very lovingly, when Arjuna saw Krishna's universal form, he said, "Oh, I am sorry I never gave you proper respect. I would often address you as, oh my friend, oh Krishna, and sometimes it would order you to drive my chariot. So please forgive me, and I did not realize your real position." Also, Uddhava is a very good friend of Krishna. Krishna told him, "Oh Uddhava, neither Brahma, nor Shiva, nor Balaji, nor Lakshmi, nor even my own self are as dear to me as you are." However, when Krishna sent Uddhava to Raj, and he met with Nanda and Yashoda, he could not understand why Nanda Baba was crying so bitterly, as he thought that Krishna is Parabrahma. He cannot really be anyone's son. Doesn't Nanda Baba understand this? So Uddhava Satya Prem was also mixed with Aishwarya Bhav. There are also Krishna's cowherd boyfriends, like Sridham, Subal, and Madhavmangal, who have pure Sakya Prem towards Krishna with no trace of Aishwarya Bhav. They can tease, play, fight, and abuse Krishna in friendship. So now we shall see a prime example of the speciality of Sakya Prem, as is in the case of these cowherd boyfriends of Krishna, who enjoy playing with him every day in the form of the dolphin.
You can't see them play.
I win.
Yeah, I win.
No, you never. I won. Oh, Krishna.
Oh, you liar.
Oh, Krishna, you are a liar. No, you're fine. My nose is up and your nose is down. Oh, Krishna, you are a big cheater. That's after the cheat.
Baba,
did you see? Tell us, who won?
Baba, what would you tell us the one you would order next?
Oh, Baba, you must have seen that I went, didn't I? Oh, Baba, Baba, why don't you tell us? Did you not see? Are you dead or dumb? Or did I just say I'm really
Durvasa Rishi was so astonished that Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, was playing and fighting with his friends, just like an ordinary boy, that he became completely dumbstruck. Krishna then began to smile, and Durvasa became so intent upon seeing that smile. Before he knew it, he was helplessly drawn into Krishna's mouth. Once he had entered, he found himself in the cosmic ocean within the entire Brahmanda, or cosmic creation. He was completely bewildered by the Lord's mystic opulence and began searching through all the universes, as he wanted to return to Krishna's Leela in Gokul, in the particular universe that he had just left. After thousands of years, he had finally arrived back in Gokul. Meanwhile, back in Gokul, only 1 second had passed, and Durvasa saw himself there, exactly as he had left a moment before, being completely enchanted by Krishna's smile as he and Shiva were sitting on his lap. Although he was a great distant yogi himself, now he was able to understand that Krishna is the master of all mistakes.
Sriyam Saka Ki!
Jai!
Jai Krishna Ki!
Jai!
Hey, Uttam, Agikarya, this is very good, but you must continue.
Sat-sali-kain, is the highest attribute. Nandakim Akhavodhvanam, Shreya-evam Mahodayam, Shodhava Mahabhaga, Kapo-yasham Stanam-vali. Oh, Brahman, what highest activity did Nandabhava perform? He received the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, as his son. And what pious activity did he show them all before? That the name of the Supreme Lord Krishna told her mother to suffer.
There are basically two categories of Atsalya Prince, Bhakti Devi and Devaki, are the parents of Krishna. Four-armed Vishnu appeared to him in the prison cell of Kamsa, and they offered many prayers in glorification of him as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Then, as they requested him, he appeared as Devi Krishna. His form is known as Bhakti Devi Krishna. However, at the same time, the original Vajrayana Nandana Krishna was born in the womb of Yashoda Ma in Gokul. Nanda and Yashoda never ever thought of their son as a Supreme Personality of Godhead, and so they always had pure but solid praying for Krishna without any trace of Aishwarya Ma. Now, we shall see a prime example of the speciality of Vatsalya praying, as is in the case of Yashoda Ma, who has so much motherly affection for her boy Krishna that she will sometimes chastise him with his body, and sometimes comfort and protect him when he was weak. Once, the Sangha began to tease Krishna.
You're laughing, but what's so funny?
Oh, Krishna, tell us, how is it that you are black when Yashoda Ma and Nandabhava are fair? So Yashoda Ma isn't your mother, nor Nandabhava your father. So, besides, Yashoda is such a good nature, and you're a big liar to them. So it's not possible that you can have this. Nandabhava must have found you as a whole of the swamp. Krishna, where is your mother then? So he came there with the hope of obtaining darshan of Krishna.
Have you seen baby Krishna?
From the red wig.
Why'd you ask?
I come here especially to see him.
Just wait here, I'll ask his mother. Oh, Yashoda, there is a yogi outside with matted locks. He's wearing a deerskin and a garland of skulls. He's carrying a trident. He's got ashes smeared all over his body, and he wants to see your son.
No, I will not let him. He could be a demon for all I know.
I will tell him. I asked baby Krishna's mother if you could see her boy, but she says that it isn't possible.
Okay, but tell her that I will not go until she shows me her boy.
Yashoda, Yogi is very determined. I told him what you said, but nevertheless, he says he will not leave until he can see Krishna. What to do?
Still, I will not show him my boy.
And he could curse Krishna.
Oh no!
Why don't you show him just once? And then he could go.
Okay. Only for a moment.
I will tell him then.
First, I will have to protect Krishna from an evil eye. I will cover him with black rock and cotton. And then show him very quickly.
Oh, Baba, you can come and see Krishna now.
Oh, really?
Oh, at last, Krishna has stopped crying. He must be very happy to see this yogi. Yes, perhaps he can give him a benediction.
Oh, yes, Baba. Can you bless Krishna?
Oh yes, why not? When I was a child, my mother gave me tiger claw wear around my neck, but somehow it became entangled in my jata. So if baby Krishna would touch his foot, he will get a great benediction. He will be healthy and live a long life.
Every time Krishna cries, we could call him. Oh, yes, that's such a good idea. Baba, please, can you stay in our village?
Yes, there would be rather no other place I would stay. I would be very happy to stay here.
Shiva Jiki!
your statements are certainly getting better and better.
Come to the place, the quality is found in Shankara, Sakura, Sakura, and the Kaliras, all manifest in the Vedas. Just as all material elements such as sky, air, water, and fire are all manifest in earth. Krishna is completely captivated and controlled by the high class of affection of the gopis of Vrindavan. Krishna has made a promise in Bhagavad Gita. Yayata Manta Pajante. As they surrender unto me, I reward them accordingly. However, Krishna himself has admitted that he cannot reciprocate with those in the Duryavas. Natharyahana Vijisamijan, Susarupitam Vidayi Sakrata, Yadmada Janduja, Gaya Shrinkala, Sambhrishya Tadva, Atiyanta Sadhana. Krishna said, oh, beloved gopis, your connection with me is completely pure and faultless. It is beyond the reproach. For you have completely broken the chains of household life, which are extremely difficult to break. Just to say me, I cannot repay you for your love, service, and renunciation, even within a lifetime of drama. Therefore, please let your own auspicious activities be your compensation in this regard. The love of the gopi is so great that Krishna's beauty and sweetness increase unlimitedly when he is in their company.
There are basically two categories of Madhurya friends. The queens of Dvarka have a marital relationship with Krishna as Bhakiya Ras, and so their prayer is tinged with Aishwarya Bhav. Also, their love is not one-pointed, as it is divided between Krishna and their children. However, Krishna is Radhika and their gopis' beloved, and their relationship with him is in Parakya Ras. Being married to others, and therefore their praying has no trace of Aishwarya Bhav. They have one-pointed praying towards their beloved Krishna. Now, we shall see a prime example of the speciality of the Madhurya friend in Bhakiya Ras, as it is in the case of the bleeding baby, and the Madhurya friend in Parakya Ras, as is in the case of Radhika and the gopis. Once, Krishna began teasing his foremost queen with me, so that she would become irritated.
My dear princess, you know very well that many princes wanted to marry me. You were very handsome, well-learned, famous, so powerful in strength, and most qualified in every respect. Your parents arranged your marriage with Shishamala because they felt he was perfectly qualified to marry you. However, you married me, who am most proud. I am nothing compared to Shishamala. In fact, I am unfit to be your Krishna. Yes, you are so beautiful and kind, brave, intelligent. So what induced you to marry me? You are inferior to all those princes who wanted to marry you. I am not very heroic. In fact, I am a coward. I am so afraid of all those things like Jara Sangha who want to kill me. I'm not the heir to this kingdom. My grandfather is, so I am not a king. I am so unqualified. Tomorrow, I am black inside and out.
Heard about this, he said, "Tell the daughter of Satyajit that she should come before me right now. Otherwise, she can get out of the palace and go back to her father's house immediately." Upon hearing this, Satyabhama got ready and came straight away, hanging down in shame. Krishna wouldn't dare speak to the gopis like this, as they would simply laugh and rebuke him with many harsh words. Rather, they will tell him, "Get out of our Kunj. You have no right to enter. We don't want to see any black today, so get out." The gopis' chastisements are far more reliable to Krishna, far more relishable to Krishna than the hymns and prayers of the Vedas, as they have Madhurya praying for Krishna without any trace of Aishvarya. The queens have Madhurya praying tinged with Aishvarya, so their relationship with Krishna is said to be more in the mood of Dashara, actually. Once, Krishna had come down with a high fever.
stake was so high that he was shivering due to the illness. Narada Muni immediately came there out of deep concern.
Krishna, are you sick?
Fever. I will get some medicine.
No, no, no. There is no need.
No need? Narada, no ordinary medicine will do.
What kind of medicine?
There's only one medicine. One cure.
Yes, what is that?
It's only by the dust of the lotus feet of my devotees.
Only this? Then that's no problem. I shall go right away. Just wait. I'll be back soon.
So Narada immediately went to Krishna's most beloved queen from Dwarka to ask for this medicine.
Rukmini Dwarkadish.
Rukmini Devi.
Hello. What are you doing here?
I'm afraid I have some bad news. Krishna is very sick. He has a headache.
Why, fever? Then we must give him some medicine straight away.
Yes, he's personally told me that the only cure is dust from the lotus feet of his pure devotee.
Dust? Really? Then what can I do?
I'm afraid then I must take your leave. Krishna is waiting.
Yes, then you must go.
Narada then went to Satyabhama and told her the bad news, and then requested her for the special medicine. But she gave the same response as Rukmini Devi, and so refused to give her foot dust also. Narada then went to Vrajabhumi, where he approached the gopis. Krishna was then very pleased, and so he was immediately cured. Rukmini and Satyabhama, who are Krishna's foremost queens, refused to give Narada their foot dust for fear of going to hell. But Radhika and the gopis never hesitated, nor feared going to hell for the pleasure of their beloved Krishna.
Certainly the highest state of possession. But please, be merciful to me and tell me more, if there is more.
Until it
until this day, I did not know of anyone within this material world who could inquire beyond this perfectional stage of devotional service. Radharakrishna, Sarvashivamani, the love of Srimati Radhika for Krishna is the topmost. Tatara Priyavishma, Kasha Kundam Priyam Tata, Sava Gopishu Saivaika, Vishnu Rakyam Kavalava. Just as Srimati Radhika is very dear to Krishna, so her bathing place known as Radhakund is also very dear to him. Amongst all the gopis, Srimati Radhika is certainly the most dear to Krishna.
Gopaya, why are you stopping? Please, you are making me very happy, for a river of nectar is flowing from your mouth.
Now, we shall see a prime example of the speciality of Radha's praying and how the other gopis can control Krishna by their love, but they cannot completely control him in the same way that Radhika can by her Manana Akya Bahaba, which completely bewilders Krishna. This pastime proves the superior position of Srimati Radhika. Once, during Rasa Leela, Krishna disappeared from the Rasa Stali, and the gopis went looking for him. Then he manifested a four-armed form and stood there in the midst of the forest, waiting for them to come along to see their response.
And tell us where Krishna is. Yes, he left us all alone in this forest. We've been searching for such a long time. Please help us to find him. It is our only desire.
Then Radhika came by. So, as we have just seen, Krishna could somehow manifest his form before the gopis, but he could not possibly maintain that form before his most beloved Radhika. This proves the unique position of Srimati Radhika, as told by Ramananda Roy to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
At the time of the Rasa Leela, when the gopis realized that Krishna had stolen away one most fortunate gopi, they commented, "Oh my dear friends, that gopi who has been taken away by Krishna to a secluded place, leaving us all aside, must have rendered more valuable service to him than anyone else."
Please, speak on. The words are so sweet as nectar.
If Krishna rejected the company of the other gopis for Radhika, then we can understand that he has intense love for her. Krishna's desire in the Rasa Leela circle is perfectly complete. So Srimati Radhika is the binding link in that desire. The Rasa Leela dance does not shine in the heart of Krishna without Radharani. Therefore, he could not continue without her. Though he was amidst thousands and thousands of gopis who all wanted to satisfy him, to no one to satisfy him besides Radharani. So we can easily understand from this example just how transcendently qualified she is.
Oh, that for which I have come to your residence has now become an object of love in my knowledge. I now know the way to attain the supreme high state of perfection and the process for achieving it.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then asked Ramananda Roy to explain the transcendental features of Krishna and Srimati Radharani, and also Rasa Tattva and Prema Tattva. Ramananda Roy then explained so many things up to the Mananakya Mahabhava of Srimati Radhika and Prema Vilas Vibhata. Then he explained Gopi Bhava and Manjari Bhava and the means to attain it by following in the footsteps of the gopis. Thus they met time and time again, both sitting in a secluded place and jubilantly discussing the pastimes with Krishna. But then, after Ramananda Roy had explained so much, he expressed that he had but one doubt in his mind, and humbly asked Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to remove that doubt.
At first, I saw you here like a sannyasi. Now, I'm seeing you, Shyamasundara, the cowherd boy. I now see you appearing like a golden doll. And your body is covered by a golden luster. Now, so now you're holding a flute to your mouth. And your lotus eyes are moving very restlessly. Due to various ecstasies. Oh, my lord, please tell me, without duplicity, what is causing this?
Oh, you have so much love for Krishna. One who has so much love for Krishna sees everything as a direct manifestation of him.
Please give up this great talk. Please do not conceal your real form from me any longer. I can understand that you have assumed the form and bodily complexion of Srimati Radharani and have descended to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in order to taste your own transcendental mellow, as well as to distribute love of God. By your causeless mercy, you have descended just to deliver me. Now, I see you are playing a somewhat delicious role. Please tell me, what is the reason for this? Sri Krishna is a reservoir of all pleasure, or Rasaraj, and Srimati Radharani is the personification of ecstatic love of Krishna, or Mahabhava. These two forms combine as one in Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and so we reveal his real form as Rasaraj, Mahabhava, Ramananda Roy. Thank you.
but for you, no one has seen this form. All my transcendental mellows and pastimes are now within your knowledge. That is why I have shown you this form. My bodily complexion is actually not of the golden one. It only appears so because it has touched the body of Srimati Radhika. She does not touch the man, any other man, besides the son of Nanda Maharaj. Taking upon the bhava and complexion of Srimati Radhika, I have taken this form only to taste my own transcendental sweetness. Now, there is no confidential knowledge unknown to you, because your love for me is so great, I cannot hide anything from you. But please, keep all these talks a secret. Or people may think my actions be that of a madman. Indeed, I am a madman! Therefore, both of us are on the same
platform.
Mahaprabhu and Ramananda Roy continue discussing Krishna Lila with great pleasure. Within his transcendental exchange, there is so much Siddhanta. However, they have not even touched a drop of the endless ocean of Krishna Prem, which Krishna himself came to taste. Even if he could not taste this fully, but with the help of Srimati Radhika Ramananda, Ishaka Devi, Ramananda Roy, and the Lila Devi as Purupa Damodar, he was able to dive deeply into this unlimited ocean of nectar. The end.